This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After the hour, welcome to Monday, the 26th of November. Imagine this. Next week at this time, I'll be saying welcome to January 2nd, 2017. How do you like that?
Do you
like
remember when
apples?
We were all going crazy about the computers blowing up in 2000 and now 2000, we're 17 years later?
Yeah,
it's like a blink of an eye.
I remember Doug with the new generator and the, in the barn. He was all prepared, man.
I bought two of them. Never mind one of them.
Y2K
I bought one for
generators.
Each place.
Where are those Y2K generators now?
I have one of them still at the big farm, and it's hooked up, and whenever the power goes off there, they can use it. The other one I sold at an auction last October because I'm putting a gas-driven generator at the new house so that it doesn't require, if I'm not there, and I have a much less, much smaller staff now on the farm, so I, you know, if there's not somebody around to flip the switch, then everything freezes.
Right.
So if you have an automatic one, bingo, bango, it's on.
God loves capitalism, though, right?
Yes,
I mean, selling us generators we didn't need.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was great.
Yeah. Well, a lot of got stuff we bought.
Gold.
I know.
It's
food supplies.
You know,
and
the world was coming to an end.
Computers.
And then nothing. It wasn't even a blip.
Nope.
When we went in, nothing. Zero.
Stupid.
All right. So I managed to find some silly things for Meredith's stocking. And I went. There were a couple of good places to find. This is the silliest. We bought more stuff for each other this year than we ever have. And Mary says, "Oh, I'm going to get this much stuff next year." One of the things that I found that was just plain silly. Meredith happens to like Sarah Palin, so
yeah. Quit making things up. Alaska. Anyway, in what respect, Charlie? We eat, therefore we hunt.
I'll betcha.
Pretty relevant, important stuff, to me anyway.
All right, anyway.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, those silly little things. All right,
is
so
that
is
a doll or an ornament, by the way?
No, it's a little one of those things. That you, it actually could be used as a keychain.
Oh, so it's key fob. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember that bunch of noises that I got she gave me in my
stocking
last year?
By the way, just tell everybody that Doug is having to cough because he spent the last 5 or 6 minutes running around the house screaming with
the dog.
As the dog is playing with the chew toy, Doug, you can hear Doug all the way across the house, Uncle Bugger! Now he's out of breath.
It's true, Dougie.
Well, what I find very interesting is that in this circumstance, Richie just nailed this big, one of those big Florida houses that has big arches and tile everywhere, and you can hear a pin drop from one end of the house to the other.
Oh, yeah.
So the studio room that I'm using is a study office sort of thing. It's well, it sounds good. Sounds like I'm in a regular normal studio. That's one of the beauties of
vibrations from your bathroom we could hear during the break.
Thank you. That's a little too much
more of explosions.
Yeah, thank you very much.
But yeah, you can hear everything in the house.
Oh yeah. Yeah. These are
that would mean
wonderful that way. Yeah, good. Okay, thank you, Jennifer. The new year may bring us an opportunity to do things differently. Let's see if people will change their approach. I found it very interesting to read the story of Justin Norman. You know who Justin Norman is? Anybody?
I don't.
I'm sure you'll Google it fast here. This was all over Twitter on Friday and Saturday. A story that this fellow from Texas took a stand because he's tired of the way we are lumping all Muslims together, all, you know, the way that we tend to be silly. All Christians are the same, all Muslims are the same, all Jews are the same, all Republicans, you know, that stuff that I talk about all the time. So this guy walked around outside the Islamic Center of Irving, which is a suburb of Dallas, and he did it on Thanksgiving weekend, and he did it again this past week. holding up a red, white, and blue sign for people to read as they passed by. You belong, stay strong, be blessed, we are one America, which the local news media sort of it took to mean, and I think they interviewed this guy, saw a couple of TV interviews with him, spreading the message of solidarity. Even though there are people who have different religious backgrounds, we are one people. There are those people who are from all of these groups. But I saw that the thing went on, it had 63,000 retweets by Saturday. And there were a lot of people, as you can imagine, that this is hashtag Muslim Ally, Jennifer, if you want to check it out. A true Islam campaign. We are grateful for his demonstration of solidarity. Thank you, sir. Here's another comment. This made me misty-eyed. Bless that man. Very courageous thing to do, especially there. I mean, I'm not trying to take shots at Texans, but a lot of folks from Texas are not the most open-minded in the world. And I don't mean, this guy's a Presbyterian, by the way. I don't mean that. There are plenty of people, no matter where they are. I probably shouldn't single out Texas. But there are plenty of people who just don't have a world view. One of the reasons that I did what I did last week was because I think we ought to understand that we are one people. We are human beings on this small little planet that is going so fast, literally and figuratively, through the universe. Our days are faster. Our lives are faster. We are more in tune. We're more knowledgeable. But yet we still seem to be stuck in some of the old ways. But yet there's more refinement necessary. And I think, you know, the business about be interesting to see what happens after Trump become president for sure. It's very politically hot, and I don't necessarily want to go down that road. I just think that in terms of that sort of thing, Trump has said one thing on a lot of different levels, and what he has then said after that, well, maybe, you know, it won't quite be that way. So let's see. There are those people who have used the election of Donald Trump, however, to do horrible things. The notes that are posted on black people's home, there's a new sheriff in town, Donald Trump. He's going to cleanse America and make it shine again. You realize how ignorant that is? There are plenty of people who have come from everywhere in the world to make this country what it is. Some remember, some don't remember. Or some like it that they were, you know, at least the Italians didn't like the Irish, but they were all white. You know, that kind of stuff. Why didn't the Italians like the Irish? I don't think I ever knew why the Italians didn't like the Irish or vice versa. Anybody know why the Italians? How many Italian women do you know who are married to Irish men or vice versa? It's the biggest combo that there is. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah, no. That's a big combo. But, you know, that was in the, I think it was Irish. I can't remember whether it was the Irish getting jobs the Italians weren't getting or vice versa. It may be that the Irish, I think the Irish were getting the jobs. And so the Italians started. Yes, I'm pretty sure it is. Because look at especially the construction world, how many Italians there are building roads, building houses, building stone walls, doing that sort of manual physical labor, running trucking companies, that kind of stuff. And the Irish then served in other capacities. I'm calling on some sort of flagrant, outmoded memories of what I learned about the Irish and the Italians. But I make the point of that to make the point that there are a lot of people that we ought to encourage to stay here, and there are a lot of people who are here that we ought not to encourage to stay here. And I hope that we learn how to do that intelligently. I used the example last week when I was in Israel, how they shut their southern border, built a fence, and they're keeping the Syrians out, they're keeping everybody out, unless they pass a certain test of what you can do for us in Israel if we let you in. And although that's a desirable thing for us to do, the problem is that we have, in Israel, they only have 12 million people. And here in our country, we've got 312 million people. So how do we do that is the big challenge and the big question. I don't think it's going to be something that will be taken care of overnight. But I just hope we do remember that it isn't because of race or religion that makes you good or bad. It means that stuff doesn't mean anything. As far as I'm concerned, what means something is what you are willing, what you bring to the table, what you can contribute, and how we recognize that and do something with it. So, I mean, we can certainly use the help. A lot of these universities, I saw this is, you know, this is the thing that sends me off the rails. George Washington University in Washington, Richie, is no longer going to require a history course for history majors. U.S. history will not be taught as a requirement. How in the name of God do you run a college and have history majors? No, they don't know anything. Kids don't know a damn thing about U.S. history. Nothing. And so and there are a lot of schools, a lot of the upscale schools that are no longer requiring history majors to take a history course in what our country is all about. I just find this to be disgusting.
You know, I hear these stories about education, just crazy things that go on in education and things they are teaching and things they aren't teaching. But the funny thing is, I don't see it on boots on the ground. Like, my kids are both in elementary and middle school, and then we have several recent college grads working here at the network. One of them was a history major and produces our veterans' oral histories that we create from World War II on up to the current time, and she is a great student of history. So I tend to think that these stories are just one-off crazy things and not the norm. Hopefully,
there are a lot of crazy people. Yeah, there are a lot of crazy people in the world. We all know that. But I find it interesting.
Yeah, how are you a history major if you aren't required to take
a history
class?
Right. If you don't have a history in United States history.
Right.
That is a problem as far as I'm concerned. 20 minutes after the hour here, DJV, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the air for Monday.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one. Why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and egg on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
You know, it's interesting to see who's on the guest list already. It's being the people who are coming to the inauguration. Is it the 20th or 21st this year?
20th.
The 20th is 20th. Okay. So, you know, they have celebrities and relatives. And
which celebrity?
They always invite all the, that'll be interesting.
Kid Rock and John Rich.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You mean which celebrities play?
They've sent out, the invitations have gone out to all the ex-presidents. And so far, the only one who's RSVP'd that he's coming is Jimmy Carter.
These
none
guys
of the
are
other
such,
presidents have said.
You know, this really ticks me
what?
Off.
Get over
you
it.
You just show up.
Get over it.
Big jerk.
Yeah.
Stop
it's your
with
job.
The whiny crybaby crap.
You have
get
one job
here.
Now as an ex-president.
Yeah. Merry That's Christmas, yeah. You big jerks.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of all the celebrities talking, you know, which performers refuse to perform at the, like, you know what?
Nobody cares. Wait to watch Obama hand over the...
One of the important things we'll discuss in the next half hour, how cavemen clean their teeth. It's 21 after the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're never going to guess who this is. Never
Justin
in a hundred.
Bieber.
Never in a thousand. Well, it's Justin, but not Justin Bieber.
Okay.
This is Justin Tucker, who is the Pro Bowl kicker for the Baltimore Ravens, Richie. They didn't do so well this year, but I don't know that it was his fault. He received a nod as the ESPN NFL MVP, but he's a singer, apparently. He's singing Oh Holy Night here. He is operatically changed. He is a baritone in a choir, led the Concert Artists of Baltimore and Morgan State University Choir in Oh Holy Night on Christmas Eve. This was part of the Catholic Charities Christmas Festival held at the Baltimore Basilica. He also performed a version of Ave Maria, for which he got a standing ovation. Pretty good. This guy's got a good voice.
Do you like that? I love it. I'm clearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. All right, speaking of sports celebrities and good things, LeBron James, who somehow or other got himself as executive producer of the new game show on NBC called The Wall, went on Saturday. It was posted on Saturday on Instagram, the picture of him giving the first family of winners on the wall $1.3 million. He delivered the prize himself. The family went nuts as he showed up at the door. This is going to be there about a week ahead in the production of this. That's how these shows normally work. They tape them 1 week and they're on the air the next, because it premieres on the 2nd of January on NBC at 10 p.m. The Wall. It's just another way of giving away millions of dollars. But I thought it was interesting that he did that, frankly. I think he's likable.
He's growing.
And he owns the show, I think, right?
Yeah, he was producer of it, yes, right. All right, we've all acknowledged the passing of George Michael, who at 53 had some His heart just exploded after all of the drugs he's been using over the years. Looking ahead to 2017, there's a lot of country music coming, Jen.
Can't wait.
New country albums. Let's see, Reba McEntire is coming out with a new one. This is called Consider Me Gone. Let's see, Brantley Gilbert, Little Big Town, new albums. Some of the songs that started to leak out. Here's Little Big Town and Tornado. What do we know about Little Big Town, Jen?
They are a quartet, is that right? Four of them, and two of them are married, two girls, two boys. And they're sort of coming into their own. They've been around a very long time, but the last 2 years has been when their fame has really spiked.
Really?
I saw them at Jazz Fest several years back. Really good.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Lauren Elena has a new album coming out, like my mother does. Who does she sound like to you?
Well, I think she's got a sound sort of like maybe Carrie Underwood, someone like that. She run American Idol maybe 3 or 4 years before. I think maybe three. She's like the third to the last winner of American Idol, probably.
Did she?
Yeah, and she's actually found some good fame on her own. She opens for a lot of big acts.
I'm not sure where I went, Richie.
And you're there.
You're still there.
Oh, there I am.
Also doing other music, Dougie, Brad Paisley, who's huge.
Yep.
This song is great. This is one that William Shatner did the video for, Celebrity, one of his big hits.
Oh.
Brad Paisley's a hit maker for sure. And Brett Young and Brett Eldridge also releasing albums this year.
All right. Let's see, who else we've got here? Kelsey Ballerini.
Well, my daughter's favorite.
Yeah, big new
artist. Is she?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Shania Twain, I'm looking forward to this.
That's it.
What's she coming out with?
That brand new album.
Is it new?
That's one of the old
14 years.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the songs from her last album 14 years ago. Past the hour with DJV on Monday.
Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Point. That's what we'll discuss as we continue here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, 34 after the hour. It's Monday, the 26th of December. Come a week from now, millions of the lowest wage workers across the country are going to get more money. Some of the raises won't be a lot. Cost of living adjustment, extra buck or two an hour. Although a buck or two an hour to somebody making $10 an hour, I guess is a pretty good raise. I don't like this, never have liked the idea of it, because I don't think it's fair. I don't think the government, never mind, now maybe this changes with Trump, I don't know. But The government has no business, in my opinion, of telling you as an employer what you have to pay your employees. That's your decision. You need to stay in business. You need to be able to make a profit. You need to keep these people working. So what has happened in places where I know a couple of people in my hometown. One of them is a construction guy. Well, actually, they were all construction-related trades where they laid off. For every dollar an hour that the wage hike went up in Massachusetts, I think it's gone up like $2.20, $2.22, $2.24 over the past couple of years. So for every time the wage rate goes up that's required what you have to pay, he lays off another employee and therefore can take less work.
Why is that?
What?
Because people should have more money to spend, so this construction company should be busier, right? They should have more money. Because they're forcing somebody to make more money, so they have more money to spend, and we should all be richer.
Yeah, right.
How's that working out? Right,
rich.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to work?
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
There's just magically more money.
It's really frustrating. Okay, well.
Although on the other side, and I've told the story here a couple times about the family, the single mom and her son that we helped with the GoFundMe campaign. Yep. She has two part-time jobs, works at like Marshall's and Ross or something, Kohl's. And I think she gets like 12 hours a piece out of each job. She has to be home to pick up her son from school, so she can't work more than that, even if they would give her more hours. So she's stuck in this vicious cycle of two $11 an hour jobs and can't do any more because the child care and the limited hours that the companies will give her anyway. And she's just stuck. So one of the things we did is made sure that the GoFundMe campaign gave her enough money to pay for afternoon daycare for her son. So we enrolled him in a after-school Taekwondo class where he goes and does his homework and then takes a Taekwondo class. And he's there till 6 o'clock so that she can pick up a few extra hours. And so now she's kind of being able to climb out of this cycle that she's in. And hopefully it'll get her to the point where she can afford a little bit nicer place and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But it's a tough situation that she's in, and there was no way out without a little help.
Yeah, a little help from your friends.
Yeah.
We were talking in the last half hour. This is our, if you go back to the archives at DougStephan.com and DJV.com and where you can find it, our RadioAmerica.com and Blog Talk Radio and TuneIn Radio, hour number four, no, hour number five. For today, the focus on the George Washington University decision to stop offering U.S. history to history majors.
So unbelievable.
And then going on, somebody sent me a couple of interesting anecdotal stories, which you can always send along however you want to. I'm Doug Stephan at, what am I, at Doug Stephan, I think, on Twitter. You can send an email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Did you know, Jennifer, that and Richie, that women are now the majority of law students in U.S. universities? For the first time, there are more women who are being trained as lawyers than men. And that's true, by the way, as doctors, as veterinarians, and just in general, people going on to get PhDs, there are more women. Let's see here. Currently, there are 55,766 women who are studying for a doctor degree. I'm talking about doctor of law, juris doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There are 55,059 men, according to the Bar Association. So that's 51% of the women in first-year circumstances at law schools versus 49% for men. I just find that fascinating. Is it that we could, under the circumstances, I say this all the time, I think women are better at running businesses, I think they're more organized, better sales professionals. Why wouldn't they be better as lawyers? There's so much fighting going on, as long as they don't try to be like men. I think that's the problem. Women in politics, women in business, oftentimes, and they'll say to you, well, I've got to be like a man to compete. No. You don't.
I think that's
you
a lot be of Hillary yourself. Clinton's problem, actually.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
This this debate, or not debate, but a conversation with someone not so long ago about how women in power seem to not embrace their femininity. And I think that is such a crucial problem, because I think it looks like you're hiding something, or you're not being true to who you are. And, you know, there's nothing wrong. You can be a powerful woman and still embrace what makes us feminine. I mean, you don't have to do pantsuits all the time. You can do a dress and still be taken seriously. I mean, at least that's how it should be.
And the reality is that men and women approach business in a different way, or approach life in different ways.
Well, their brains, everything about them works differently, so embrace it. Your brain works differently.
Emotional versus, you know, guys are just looking at the, okay, how do I make the most money off of this widget? And women are like, what can this widget do for people?
I know, I just do it.
Doug Grunt.
Right.
Okay, so now in league with that, here's something else for us to consider. We're talking in positive terms about the, I guess in a manner of speaking, the competition between men and women. But there also is a lot of competition, especially in the Ivy League schools, or supposedly the better schools. I don't know how you define that. You went to a good school, Jennifer. I went to a good school. Richie went to a good school for a while.
No, I didn't.
My school sucked. You went to a bad. Oh, okay.
No.
Well, okay, so two-thirds of us.
Right.
Yeah. And, well, the point here is at this time of year, between Thanksgiving and the first of the new year, the early decisions are made. I remember being early for a decision. As a matter of fact, I got the announcement on my birthday in 1963 that I had been accepted to Heidelberg. And because it was the first place that accepted me, at that point in my life, I was looking for acceptance from any place. And that's why I decided to go there, in part because I was considered in the first wave of people that were taken into that school.
You felt special.
And it meant I did. And I think that was a few years ago. Now things have changed. And so at this time of year, I was talking to a friend of mine who canceled dinner plans this past week because there was no information yet about his daughter getting into her top 10, top Ivy League school. He and his wife couldn't leave their home because they're in such a tumultuous state. They were terrified at getting information that would not be positive about their daughter. Who in the name of God is responsible for creating all this anxiety among parents? What are we really creating among children when we see all of this pressure for early decisions? It's a racket, for God's sakes. And why don't you realize that it's a racket? All it does, and it's more prevalent than ever, some of these selective schools they are admitting as much as 40% of their children, the next class, in early. Here's a child who burst into tears because she was told that she wouldn't be an early decision because instead of a 4-point average, she had a 3.9 in high school.
Wow.
What are you, nuts? Mm. What are you doing to your kids?
Mm.
Why are you putting them into this category? Or what is it? Yeah, I don't believe it's the kids anyway. I think it's the parents. I think it's all about their egos. It's all about, Williams College, which is a very WASPy school in Western Massachusetts, admits 47% of their freshmen on early decision. And this is all, you look at Duke or Vanderbilt or Colgate or William and Mary or a lot of these supposedly better schools. Better, I don't know how they get that reputation. But what it does to kids who are just good students, I mean, so this kid who had a 3.9 will end up getting admitted to a lot of good schools if she applies. Who wouldn't want to have a student that had a 3.9? A good school would be happy to have a student who had a 3.9.
So why do you? A peg will do you good.
Yeah, maybe that's the other way.
It's never harmful to kind of see what reality looks like.
And what difference does it make? I mean, people go to these big schools for the Alumni Association primarily.
Yeah.
So that when you go into an office and you go, oh, you went to Harvard, or oh, you went to USC, or you went to... I mean, that's kind of what people go to school for, right? And so does that ever come back to you? I mean, if you're good at something and you learn, I mean, curriculum is going to be about the same. I mean, I hate to break it to the professors out there, but it's about the same.
It should be. But is it open doors? Sometimes it does. It used to. I mean, in my daughter's field, I say this proudly because she did a great job getting a PhD from one of the Oxford colleges in England, and she used it to get, not used it in the negative sense, but she's been hired as a professor of English, and she's running one of the first. Listen to this, though. I mean, this is mind-blowing in and of itself. Megan is going to run the writing department, the writing skills department at UCLA, because incoming freshmen at UCLA have such a poor ability to write sentences, to create thoughts and put it in paragraphs, and able to, you know, sit down either and type using the computer or writing longhand. They can't. Megan and four or five of her friends are running a business. Mm-hmm. Tutoring high school kids on how to write because they graduate from high school. They don't know how the hell to write.
What did I tell you, my mom? I mean, my mom was driving herself crazy with this. Luckily, towards the end of her teaching tenure, she was teaching advanced placement, which made her feel a little bit better. But yeah, these kids would come to her with fourth grade writing levels.
I know.
They're in 10th grade.
And they're being admitted to schools like UCLA, Jennifer.
I know. I know.
I mean, you know what a prestigious school that is, and they can't write, so they have to establish a writing program for the freshmen so that they can learn how to write, and that's what Megan's going to be doing. She's going to run that writing program.
So often, I wonder if it's not just, you know, we've coddled our kids so much. And I mean, I remember the stories. Remember the stories about how professors weren't using red pens anymore? I mean, when I was going through journalism school, my papers would bleed with red ink. Uh-huh. And so it's like, but that taught me how to write. And maybe they don't want to hurt people's feelings. It's just so bizarre.
All right. In a moment, how cavemen cleaned their teeth. Very important news here, folks. Stand by for that next.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving. With 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Flex styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Start the new year with Sprint's new unlimited plan with the third, fourth, and fifth lines for free. Get unlimited mobile-optimized data, talk, and text for only $100 a month for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. A plan like this with AT&T would cost you over $200 a month. And Verizon? They don't even have an unlimited data plan. Plus, now get the new LG V20 phone and save 50% off instantly. That's over $350 in savings. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/LGV20, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Third through fifth lines free until 1/31/18. After that, pay $30 per month per line with AutoPay. AutoPay discount applied within two invoices requires new lines of service with one ported line. Limited for video up to 480p, music up to 500 kilobits per second, and games up to 2 megabits per second. $16.50 per month for 24 months with installment billing. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results from remaining balance due. Day-to-day prioritization applies during times of congestion, all while on the Sprint network. Requires e-bill. Other monthly charges and restrictions apply.
All right, those of you who are just getting up and brushing your teeth, you may be interested in how the earliest toothbrushes were used. 3,500 to 5,000 years ago, going into Egyptian tombs, archaeologists are finding pieces of sticks with frayed ends. And that's what they believe was used by cavemen to clean their teeth. The Egyptians, actually, when they traveled to the next life, packed their toothbrushes with them. They found when they went through some of the mummified remains of some of these characters that were running these countries in the Middle East, they would find, here's a fossil from a site, a mountainous region in northern Spain. The person that was doing the work, Karen Hardy, was specifically interested in how early humans cleaned their teeth. Her whole career.
That's awesome.
Based on understanding how early human beings brushed their teeth.
If I met her in a bar, I would be fascinated with that conversation.
Can you imagine the stories?
Yeah, probably.
All right, 10 before the hour here.
All right.
it, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
And watch this Christmas Eve. Wonderful Life.
This is the his college tune, right?
No. What is this?
I can remember him singing the lyrics.
Yeah. I don't know whether I think the movie's depressing or not. The end of it's all right.
Great movie.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, Murray. Murray.
Oh, look at that. Every time a bell rings.
Meredith said he talks. He always talked that funny.
He talks like he's got something on his cheeks.
So Chucker, taking advantage of the fact today is a federal holiday, to not show up. And meanwhile, I've got Jennifer's weekend. Well, I don't have it. Jennifer's got the weekend box office totals for us. I have a review of Collateral Beauty, and I wonder if people are interested in seeing this new movie with Denzel Washington, which looks quite intriguing. All right, so that's all here. Movie Moments on the air.
Following a contentious election, a new Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll reveals heightened positivity among Americans, tempered with serious concerns about social divides. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
60% of Americans believe our economy will be more competitive over the next 4 years. 36% think we're headed in the right direction.
But on some topics, we are a nation deeply divided. Nearly half anticipate relations to decline between social, racial, and ethnic groups as a result of the election.
66% of Americans believe we will find solutions to our country's problems. but they are calling on bipartisan compromise to move the country forward.
More than half of those surveyed say it's more important for politicians to compromise in the name of progress than staunchly stick to their core values.
This latest poll underscores the American spirit of optimism and resilience. Profound challenges remain, but we can come through these together.
For more on the poll's results, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, it's 56 past the hour now, and under this, the circumstances, last night went to see what is, I believe, a really good movie. It's quite a good experience. If you have not seen, but you were thinking about going to see, the reviews were not particularly good, and it's the usual stuff from most of these people who don't have a clue. It's a very good, wholesome movie. Will Smith is good in it. Keira Knightley is good in it. Helen Mirren is fabulous in it, and it has a good twist at the end. So, spoiler alert!
Perfect.
Would you like to say it here? You can. Spoiler alert before I say. It. Okay.
I know. Spoiler alert needs to be the warning. It's not okay. Post log.
How did that movie, it didn't do well in its first week of release last week. I think it took in $7-9 million. How did it do this weekend? What's the overall?
Yeah, it's not doing all that great. Here's what's happening so far. And this is a 4-day weekend, so they're going to be still factoring in Monday's total.
Today.
So these are the preliminary numbers. But Rogue One made $14 million on Saturday, so the trajectory for that will be $105 million during the 4-day holiday weekend. That's huge. Domestic total to $300 million. Second place was Sing from Universal Pictures. That's the animated one for the kids out there. That brought in $71 million since its release date on Wednesday. Passengers and Assassin's Creed, two high-profile live-action efforts, both debuted this weekend. Passengers is supposed to get $2.8 million on Saturday, which will bring its total to $22 million for the 4-day weekend.
So what do we hear about that? That's some people think, Chucker said it didn't have creepy crawly creatures in it. It's an interesting story about two people who are on a 90-year space trip or something, and they get out of there.
Yeah, they're supposed to lock away and then defrost themselves at a certain time in history, and I think these two actually defrost early before everybody else. Yeah. And I hear it's a love story and action. Everybody that's seen it says they kind of like it. And
really?
The critics panned it, but Chuck says he liked it.
Yeah. All right, so ahead. What else is on the list?
All right, so also Assassin's Creed, that should make $22
million. Who's in that?
This weekend, you know, it's a great question. It's based on the video game.
Right. You would hate it.
I would not go. Okay, next.
Now, rounding up the top five is Why Him, which is that comedy with Bryan Cranston and James Franco. $14.3 million for the 4-day weekend. Also, Fences this week on the list. La La Land.
Fences starts this coming week, right? Or is it out now?
Yeah, it's out
Denzel
now.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel's out now.
Okay.
Yep.
That's probably going to be a good take. That looks like a good story. All right, Jennifer, thank you very much. Rich, thank you for being here. This is the DJV Experience.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.